views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer, Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, oh my God, so very loved, and terribly sexy people. I'm coming to you from Las Vegas, baby. Yes, we came down to celebrate and relax a little bit about getting this new website up. I want everybody to go to iamdwallace.com, take a look at it. We've worked very hard. We're still working out some of the bugs, guys, but let me know what you think. If anybody has any problems with it, please get back to me and let me know. My thank you to Brian Williams for the last 10 years of working with the old website, and to Stephanie Taglianetti for creating the new one. I want everybody to understand, everyone is a new client on this website. Your old information will not move over to this new website. So you will have to one time create a new account for yourself. This is the last week to sign up for my February special, which is a half hour private for $99, personal channeled work around self-love and what you need to get in alignment for that, and a signed book of getting stuff. Last week, guys, we're almost sold out. So, again, that you can sign up for that on the home page of imdwallace.com. It's called the Urgency, my February special, The Urgency of Self-Love, is also up now. The amazing Patricia Cota Robles. I have to tell you, I think Patricia, of all the people that I listen to, tapped in and tuned on to the highest truth. She is a big proponent, as you know I am, of self-love. And there is an urgency in the energy right now for us to really activate this self-love for ourselves. So the Urgency of Self-Love is February 25th from 7 to 9 p.m. We'll all get together, we'll channel the highest, she will, I will, and you will, and really see how we can move on exponentially into this incredibly powerful ability that we have. As you know, I'm going to be in New York. Those of you, I've heard from a lot of you in New York, if you want to get together with us, this is not a seminar, this is not a healing evening. This is just to get together. So let me know and I will send you the information. I really want to get on to the amazing information that I have for you all today. Those of you that are joining us new, and there are many new people finding this community, we deal in the very latest cutting edge information that the collective consciousness and the energy of the universe is wanting us to know, because we're creating the knowledge and the opening for that to come in. So it's the very latest about what needs to be balanced in our energy and brought into consciousness so that we can move on and create the lives we want. So I was helping someone around their birthday last week, and every year around their birthday, they got sick or went into some kind of anxiety. And literally what we got to was that they were in fear of being the predator. Now that expanded after I talked to them into the fear of being either the predator or the prey. There, the channel is saying this goes back to the very beginning of time, that we have a belief that we have to be in fear of being the predator or the prey. So that means, in our terms, we have a fear of being evil, or we have a fear of being the victim. And this literally is the fear that's eating ourselves and making predators upon ourselves. We are preying upon ourselves with this fear that we're either the bad guy or the victim. So if you take that a step further, it's the predator versus love, right? So at the point of conception, we are either the predator or the prey. And we are being asked, now everybody focus here. This is big stuff. You're all doing this individually for yourself, as you know. I am redirecting the egg of me. I am the peace of God as the creator of me. And so it is. Okay, so we are literally redirecting the egg and all the cellular nature that we have sprung from to know that we are the peace of God as the creation of me. Now, what is God in our definition? All thought, all possibility, all created power, which needs direction by us. And so we're not the prey, we're not the predator, we are the creators. So in relationship to energy, that means, again, that one side of us, one part of us, wants to accomplish something, while the other side wants to keep the victim story. So the side that wants to accomplish something, though, we've even looked at that as a predatory state, which puts a negative spin on creation. And what happens then is we know that we're the charge that creates. We know that we send out an electrical charge that the universe responds to. And the highest word that they gave me, that means that our charge creates some kind of a delayed creation then, because the charge that we're sending out is, I'm either a predator or a victim, and therefore I'm not sure, I don't want to create. I don't want to create easily, because anxiety creates what I want and allows me to be born. If I hold myself in a state of anxiety, that's what works. So a lot of this came about because someone that I'm working with in my life has created great difficulty in trying to get something done. And the need that they did this with was because they needed to feel superior. If we're doing that with the universe, we're going, I'm going to control you, I'm going to manipulate you, because I need to be the predator. And if somebody's the predator, somebody's got to also be the victim. And both sides end up being us. Because they had to, what we call egotistically, hold on and control things, they ultimately also are a victim, because a lot of energy is not responding to them. So where are you trying to manipulate control instead of trust? We, again, need that struggle to be acceptable to ourselves to be God. So if I keep the struggle, if I keep the anxiety, then I will allow myself to be okay with saying that I'm the creator of myself, except our creation gets diluted. So we are coming together to claim right now, I accept myself as the easy creator I am. We're invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, and the golden light around all of this. This is our clear direction to our energy and all energy. We are ready, willing, and able, want this, need this, deserve this, attract this, never have a problem with this, and are able to have it. And so it is, baby cake. Now, they're saying I can't go, and these are all my notes. So let's see what else they want to bring in. Sheet, book, song. Okay, the first thing that came to my mind was a movie. They're showing me E.T., but what they want me to tell you about quickly is the story about last night. We went to see David Copperfield. Okay, now, I'm going to make this as quick as possible. David Copperfield is a worldwide known magician. The show is unbelievable. So I got called up on stage to help him. He did not know who I was. He says to me, okay, you know, he asked me my name. He says, okay, Dee, you're going to be my star of the show up here for right now. And there was another woman that was called up to the stage with us, and her job was to pick out of 100 positive words that were hanging from cards, she was supposed to choose one. Now, this was all heart, love, believe. Okay, I'm just saying there's a little synchronicity going on over here. First of all, I'm going to be the star of the show. Secondly, it's all about faith. What do you want to choose? He picks the word faith. We all had to put on wristbands that said David Copperfield at the beginning. I hold it up to the black light, and out of all those 100 words on my bracelet is written faith, which is the one that she picked. Now, cut to the ending of the show. It's all about this little alien who needs to get back home. And we all have to magically help him get back home. And it's all about believing that there is nothing that you can't do if you just believe. Now, you tell me there's not some synchronicity going on there. It's like the whole show was my life and what I do. So they want to bring that message to you, is why they stopped me before going to the call. Believe, have faith. There is nothing you cannot do if you believe. Now I can go to the call. Yes. We're going to start with Miss Jeannie. Hi, sweetheart. Oh, hold on. I'm in a hotel room, so sometimes. There you go. Hi, honey.
I love your website.
Thank you.
I haven't played with it yet, but I just flipped through it. It looks gorgeous.
Good. Thank
and you
Jeannie.
Look like the sexiest woman in the world.
Well, I'm claiming that. I'm claiming that. Why not?
Definitely. Thank you for calling on me. I'm a little down today because we have a senior who's actually the titular head of the family who is in the process of possibly going over, passing over.
Okay, the song they're giving me is that thing from Lion King. You know, it's a natural order.
Oh, of course, of course. But she's in Mexico and I'm here. I'm
yeah.
not going to Mexico. But anyway, I've been
no,
doing healing.
No, but you can send your energy, Jeannie.
Oh, of course.
You've
I've been doing
yeah.
my healing on her and things like that.
Well, but you can send your energy just to be with her.
Yeah.
I've told you many times, guys, about the acknowledgement that my mother knew my energy was there dancing with her before she passed.
Right, right.
Okay. Well, I'm using your story to teach people that may be just joining us, sweetheart.
Definitely,
so
definitely.
Continue.
I have a question something awakens me every morning at 5 o'clock, and it's in the sigmoid colon. It seems to want to fill up with gas, which is very painful. And I cannot get back to sleep. So my days are getting longer.
Okay, so I'm not a doctor, but I'm getting that this isn't a spiritual or energetic thing, which, of course, everything is. But right now, it's more of a physical thing. And they're taking me, again, I'm not a doctor, to your ileocecal valve that
okay.
is closed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Got
so
it.
So you need to get your ileocecal valve closed so that your bowels are just running, you know, and emptying themselves out and not catching this. Now, do you know how to do that?
Yes.
Okay. That's what I'm getting that it is. But now they want us to go to the ileocecal valve, and I could go to the body books if I had them, but I'm in Vegas, so she... But give me a song.
Once Upon a Time.
Yeah, we're... because it's about not closing off... Hold on. What does the ileocecal valve do? It closes off for regulation. And that's where we're going. So, what do you need to... Okay. You need to close off the... what they're saying to me is this person in your family that's making her transition has brought up a little bit of fear in you about our own mortality, which we can understand. And... You kind of need to acknowledge that fear and then say, thank you very much, and shut the door, close the valve.
Got it. But
you
this,
know,
is,
the,
this has been going on continuously. This is not just because of her. I believe what I get, and I would like your channel's input, is that this is stress-related also. Sleep, we work in our sleep. State, and it's coming back into the body. I come back into the body about 5-6, so that I'm up by 6:37, and it's that kind of stressor that causes this too.
Yes, but the stressor is coming from the fear of mortality. That's the highest, most correct, most complete thing. So, you know, Jeannie, and everybody. Anybody over 50, our society, again, just dumps this stuff. Well, there.
There it is.
We're talking about the ileocecal. They just, our society and our world dumps these messages on us, and you've just picked up a few two messages. You need to get back to your own creation around the flow of life. Okay?
Yep.
I'm getting that's what it is. And, of course, we do work at night, but we also we let go of our defenses at night so that we can get to what the highest stuff is.
Right.
Okay? And so we're claiming the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. I am the flow of life forever and into eternity. And so it is.
And so it
wow.
is. And this week, I applied one of the well-known Telesummit people who was opening up her situation for new applicants to learn and be taught and helped to do Telesummit work. And I know I scared the... pardon me, out of her. I also told her my real age, and I was refused.
Okay.
People are afraid of my light at times.
That's not true, Jeannie. That is not freaking true. That is your belief.
Okay.
That is your belief, and that's why you got that demonstration. The demonstration of our lives comes from the belief we have. So you must start looking at the universe as a universe that adores, accepts, understands, and honors your light, and everybody wants to play with it. Do you understand? But this is so important for everybody. How you see the world, and this came up so much at the workshop in Tierra Madre, how you see the world affects the world you can play in. And if you see the universe limited in any way, your demonstration of your creation in this world will be limited. That's really why you called. So we're claiming the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light around all of that. You, everybody, start seeing the world and the universe as a beautiful place, as a loving place, as a giving place, as a place that honors all life. And you watch the difference in your life. I've done it. I know it. And there it is. Thank you, baby.
Thank you, dear.
Oh, I cannot underline the importance of that. Ms. Reba, what's up?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, I love the website, and I did go in, and I changed my account and re-registered. It was all easy breezy. So for anybody who goes in and sees that it brings up that their account is active, like you just said, you do have to create a new one, so don't be confused by that.
Yes. We have it posted really in red on the homepage.
Good, good. And I did do some of the interactive links. They all work. So
great.
There you go. That's the deal on the website.
Thank you, Reba. Thank you for that feedback. I so appreciate it. And wasn't our seminar in Tierra Madre awesome?
It was fabulous, and I saw some of the ladies yesterday. They really want you to come back. So I'm going to say to everybody who's in L.A., whenever we do this again, I want you all to get your butt to the east side of town, period.
Yeah, well, if people want to open their lives up, they come where they have to. So,
that's right, and we had some great energy, and it continues to unfold and present itself. And so with that, this morning, I was directed to go to, somebody I know wrote a book called Conscious Creation. She's kind of pretty. And I was directed to go to that book and just turn to a page and go to whatever I had highlighted. So this is very interesting, of course. The old patterns aren't working anymore. The belief that we have to force something instead of living in the true power of creation is antiquated. We were taught that the only way to create was to force and control, keep the fear, watch out for others, and make sure nobody was taking advantage of us. These are all paths leading away from home. Now we must shift those perceptions into the knowing that higher vibrations, clear direction, and co-creation with the creative force capitalized manifest our desires from and with love.
Well, I better go back and read my own book.
I'm telling you, girl, you better open that stuff up.
That is pretty awesome.
Well, and you know, here's what's so fascinating. Jeannie just had a conversation about the flow of the body. You've had some stuff at your house, as you've talked about on the show. And now I've got a backup in my septic where I live. So isn't this the flow?
Yeah, it's the flow of love, guys. Wherever we are out of the flow of love, that's what it's about for the entire world.
Right.
Here.
And then around the electricity, not only flow, but power.
Yes. Well,
so
that's what electricity is, isn't it, right?
Yep.
It's the power of the flow of the current.
Yep.
So the highest word is love.
Yep.
The more we connect And we are the electrical charge of love, and we allow that to flow. And that means I see me as beautiful. I see the world as beautiful. I see everybody in it as beautiful. And that's the way it flows. And so it is. Wow.
And so it is.
Thanks for calling in, baby.
And also, very quickly, on Valentine's Day in Sierra Madre at the same center, Reverend Shelley's going to do her monthly women's group around loving yourself. So she's taking your energy right into the knowing that Day is for us first, and then, wow, what a kick-ass relationship we have with everybody else.
You bet. Oh, tell her thank you for that. Awesome.
Yeah, Facebook me, anybody who wants to know about it, and I'll let you know. I love you. Have a great rest of the weekend, and I'll see you next week.
All right, darling. Thank you. Wow. We're bringing in some nice stuff here, guys. Chris, add some male energy here. What's up, dude?
Hey, Dee. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. The stuff you were talking about at the beginning about predator and the prey. I had a dream a couple of weeks ago. I mean, there's something else I wanted to talk about, but just wanted to bring this up real quick. I had a dream a couple of weeks ago, or a couple of days ago, that I was hiking in the woods, and I saw a mountain lion, and he saw me, and he started coming towards me, and so I went into fear mode, and I started, like, picking up rocks and throwing it at it and, like, yelling at it to try and scare it away. And then, like, eventually it went away and I woke up. But then after I woke up, I felt bad because I was just like, I felt like, well, why did I do that? Like, maybe he was just trying to be friendly and come over to me and say hi, you know? But I just thought that that was interesting that that came up and I had that
dream.
Well,
and I think that's a real metaphor about how many of us look at life. When the problems come, we throw rocks at it to make it go away, instead of looking at what part of us we can bring into balance, you know, to stay in creation.
Right.
So we go into fear, and fear is the biggest predator, guys. It's the biggest way we prey upon ourselves is fear. And then we spend all our time trying to get the fear to go away, instead of going, well, why don't I bring myself back to love? Because when I'm in the state of love, I cannot be in the state of fear. And it's very much their thing, what we're talking about. So now they want to get to your other question because it all dovetails together.
Well, the other thing that came up with that dream, like real quick, was I talked to Vicky about it, and she's like, well, maybe the mountain lion represented the powerful part of you, and you were, like, afraid of that power, and so you keep scaring it away.
Yep, that's true, too. You know, the way I look at dreams is everything in your dream is you. So,
yeah.
So you're the lion, you're you, you're even the rocks you were throwing. So we're throwing parts of ourselves to lose our power, to push our power away, because we have this belief we either have to be the predator or the prey. Right?
Right.
And
so my question...
Yeah.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, you go ahead.
So the question I have, it brings me to what's going on with me right now is, you know, the profession and the business that I've been doing for years is, it's basically like, I know it's like falling away and falling apart, but I'm in a lot of fear right now about creating new ways of creating money and creating money through my new business and, you know, creating money that's in alignment with, you know, my goals and you know, my purpose.
Okay, so your new business and your new goals and your new business and your new power is the lion, and you're going, I want you, but I'm afraid of you, so go away.
Right.
So let's get to why we're afraid of our power, because we don't believe that when we accept and actually be the creative power we are, we're not going to get what we want. Right? You can't the belief right now, guys, is we can't just easily create. We have to struggle. And if we have that belief and that belief is running us, that demonstration has got to happen in our lives. So one of the ways that we're going to fall out from creating that is to keep ourselves in fear of being powerful. Did you follow that, Chris?
Yeah.
Okay. So
how do we shift that?
They're taking me to your dad. What did your dad, or watching your dad, teach you about being powerful?
Well, it was basically like, you know, don't be too powerful and don't be too good at you know, because it's basically you had to be humble to,
right,
to be.
The first words they gave me is, it's not possible. It's not possible to be powerful. And if you want to extend that, it's not possible to be powerful and be a good person, to be a good guy.
Right. Well, that's what came up with that woman that called in earlier on the show, is she was afraid of her power.
Well,
You were talking about your friend. She was talking about how she was afraid of being a predator if she became too powerful.
Exactly. So that's obviously what the show is about today, guys. So do we want to be powerful and know that we're good, loving, powerful people? Let's just direct our energy right now, and all energy, they're saying, that wants to participate here. I want to know that. I need to know that. I deserve to know that. I want it. I need it. I deserve it. I never have a problem with it. And I'm able to know that throughout all my energy. I am capable. And I am in this moment a powerful creator who is a nice person. And so it is. It's really that simple. That all the people that used to be in power told us, if you're like me and you have as much power as me, you're not going to be a nice person like me. The church,
right,
the kings, the politics, and so what does that lead us then to looking at the world is, all the world leaders are powerful, and therefore they're not nice people, and therefore they're not going to deliver to me or help me or work with me. Everybody's against me. And you cannot tell me that that's not the prevalent perspective that is holding this world right now. And we are creating that, guys. So it's our job to go, well, that ain't ever going to work. If we're going to change my life and how much I'm creating and change the world I'm living in, I've got to be the change of the perspective that sees that world as a great world with great people who are all consorting to help me create. I'm a powerful creator, and we're all good guys. Now, does
right.
that sound Pollyanna? Yes. And I want everybody to know, you have got to shift to that perspective if you want any kind of different demonstration in your life. You got it?
Yes.
Okay. There's nothing
else.
It's just living it now, guys. You've got to do tough love with yourself. Go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to add one more thing. You know, our old definition of power was, you know, being, you know, someone who's powerful, or powerful is like equates
predator.
like manipulative and forceful.
Yes. They were predators if they were powerful. But we know divine love doesn't create power as a predator. Divine love,
I mean, there's that book that comes to mind.
Balance with direction. Okay.
Right, there's that book that comes to mind. It's called Power Versus Force.
Yes, everybody go read it. Power Versus Force. You'll get this on a whole different level. It's a brilliant book. It was part of the beginning of these teachings. All right, yeah. You got to move on. Thank you, Chris.
Thanks for taking my call, Dee.
You bet.
Have a beautiful day.
You too. And live in love, everybody. Live in love. Live in love. Karen in Pennsylvania. Hi.
Hi, Dee. Thanks for taking the call. So, here's what, you gave a lot of wonderful answers already. There's another piece for me that I wanted to get clarity on. I moved back to Pennsylvania to be closer to my parents and finish writing my book and do my spiritual work. And by the time I arrived, my mother had had a stroke, and I needed to move in with them and be their caretaker. And that has become all-consuming of my time and energy to the point where I can still maintain some of the work that I do, but not the book. I haven't been able to focus on that. It was a rough year of transition. So, bottom line is, wanting to know if I do know that I'm in the process of learning the ending of the book. It's How to Unconditionally Love Yourself. And in the midst of the family being the mirrors to everything that you haven't awakened to yet. So I know that piece. The one thing that keeps coming up for me is there always seems to be something in the way of my work. So my question is, do I have some kind of a resistance or block that I haven't been able to
uncover
yet? Absolutely.
Absolutely. Okay. You are the thing that's in resistance to the work. You are the thing that's blocking the work. Because, guys, when we decide to do something, we do it no matter what. No matter what. So we will go to great lengths, even creating a reason. Are you there?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Even creating a reason like you created that you have to go be a caretaker. Now, this is from the channel. They want to know, are there funds that even 3 to 4 hours a day, someone could come in, a caretaker could come in and help you?
No. I am actually now, it took me a year, but I managed to get paid by the state as the caretaker. So I am paid for 6 hours a day. So I finally have an income coming in. And
well, they're saying that there is other income. There's Social Security or something that's other income for them.
They barely make enough to live on. That's the problem. My brothers and sisters help give money towards their care. So they have started to receive other help.
Karen, give me a song.
I can see clearly now.
Okay, that's what they want you to do, because this victimness, and that's what it is something always gets in the way of me. I never get to do what I get to do because all this other stuff comes up. It's not allowing you to see all the possibilities. There are possibilities out there. Now they're taking me to a church. Were they active in a church?
Yes.
Okay. Go to the church and you tell the church that you need some help. And are there any volunteers that could come in 2 hours a day? And those are the 2 hours of the day that you work on your book. Or you get up earlier or you stay up later. If you want to do this, you'll do this. They don't want you to use them as an excuse for not doing the book. Because before you moved in with them, what was the excuse?
I was working a full-time job.
Okay. So there's always something else that you have to do to make money that's keeping you from writing the book that will make you the most money.
Correct.
Okay. So when I say she wants money in an easy, effortless way, and that's the core of it, I've got to struggle, I've got to be the victim in order to make enough money to do what I want to do. That's the whole correct, highest, most complete. So you need to look at where this struggle for money came from, baby. Why you think you can't just make money easily, effortlessly, passively, and joyfully. And that's our claim right now, guys. I make money. I allow myself to make money easily, effortlessly, joyfully, and passively. And so it is. Okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Start looking and stand back and go, no, I see clearly now. I see clearly the whole picture. I am committing to writing this book. How can I create time off to do it? Because I am doing it. Not see this as why I can't do it. Okay?
Okay.
All right, darling. Thanks for calling in. Yeah, guys, how can we get out of our way? How can we get out of our way? That's what we want to keep asking ourselves. Sunny in Florida.
Hi.
Hi, babe.
I was channeling earlier this month, and some part of me asked a question that surprised me, because I was being told, you know, look at the world as a friendly and loving place. And some part of me said, I find that real easy to think, but I don't find that real easy to feel. How do I go about feeling it? And the answer was, get out your gratitude notebook, very gently line through, I'm grateful for, and write in, I love. I love
yep.
green trees. I love my living room. I love my cat. And by the time I was through with the first page, the entire universe loved me.
You bet, sweetheart. You
it all came right
took,
back.
It comes back to love. That's right. And what you did by writing in your journal was you said, I am going to direct my energy to come back to love and the experience of love right now, because that's the answer.
Yep.
Any way you get to it, guys, any tool that you use, understand that you are using that to direct your energy back to love. The more you're aware of that, the faster any tool you use will work.
Yes, and it helped me to feel it and not just think it.
Oh, you have to feel it.
Right.
You have to bring yourself, you know, that's why they've given us the red dot exercise this year. That's why they've given us the love hover. Easy, effortless little exercises you can do anywhere to take yourself back into the state of love. You
yep.
can only hold one emotional state at a time, one thought, okay? So
yep.
when you are holding love, you cannot hold anger or frustration. I had something happen to me here trying to get this website up, and I went into anger. And I sat there and I went, Dee, you know this is not going to create what you want. This is an old reactionary synapse. And I made myself sit there and look at the doorknob and give that doorknob love until I could move back into the balance of love. But it's that choice, guys. It's that choice. Am I going to let myself go down the shaft, or am I going to choose to bring myself back to the state of love in this moment? That moment of choice creates your heaven or your hell and creates what you're going to attract to yourself now.
Yep.
I hope everybody gets it. Good for you, Sunny. That's exactly what we all need to do.
Yep.
Nice to hear from you again, sweetheart.
Good hearing you again. Have
Thank
a good
you.
Day.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Okay, and we're going to Ellis in Texas.
Hi, Dee. How are you doing today?
I'm good, baby cakes. You?
Thank you very much for asking.
Good.
My question is a little different. My husband and I have been trying to conceive for about you know, a couple of years now. And I was trying to
see.
Okay,
so hold on. Hold on, because my pendulum went right to no, which means that there's something that needs to be brought into balance. There's two things that need to be brought into balance. First of all, it's become work for both of you. You don't create a baby from work. You create a baby from joy.
Mm-hmm.
And so you both, they're underlining both, need to get back to the joy of this beautiful creation. Because if I was a baby hanging out there, when I want to come in to two people that are going, well, we didn't do it again. No. A baby wants to come in to, woohoo, it's yippee, and wasn't this easy? Okay? So they want you to bring yourself back to having a lot more fun with this journey. The second thing is, geez, book, song, give me a movie.
I'm sorry?
Give me a movie, any movie that comes into your mind.
Gone with the Wind.
Okay. So am I going to, tomorrow is another day? No. I'm going to, this is interesting. You're worried about what it looks like. So does that resonate within you, like, oh, my God, what does it look like to everybody? We've been, like, to the family especially. We've been trying so hard. I'm being judged because I haven't been able to get pregnant. Is this resonating?
It does. Everybody's been asking. Every holiday, every day, people's been text messaging
me. Well, your answer to them is, you know, guys, when this little being wants to come in, it'll be here. Okay? So you got to let go of all that because, again, everybody out there that's trying to conceive, they want you to know this. The children that are coming in now are very, very, very high consciousness, very high vibration. And so they are waiting until we all get ourselves aligned as much as we can with love and joy and passion and ease. Those are the parents that they're what's the word? It's like urging that they're passionate about coming into.
Mm-hmm.
They want to come into families to share their consciousness with. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's all they're giving me, but that's a lot. So good luck. Let me tell you, you know, on another note, have you worked with any Chinese acupuncturists on this?
No, I haven't. I've heard about it, but I haven't been able to try it just yet. I didn't really know about the benefits of it.
Well, let me tell you, that's one of their specialties, is conception. I was told by six specialists that I would never get pregnant. And I started working with a Chinese acupuncturist who specialized in fertility. So you want to ask, do you specialize in fertility? And that is how I conceived my daughter.
Mm,
so there's
okay.
a piece of information for you also. Thank you, darling, for calling.
Thank you very much.
You have a good day, too. All right, let me move up here just a little bit. Let's see. Susan, I know you've called in several shows. Hi, sweetheart.
Hi, Dee. It's raining men.
Well, hallelujah.
I love myself. Oh, it's everything has been phenomenal lately. I went to a spiritual gathering yesterday it was a church situation, and it's just beautiful. Things are just so synchronistic. Now it's just beautiful. It's interesting. It's bringing up. I got a song last night, Teenage Dream.
Yep. We all have to get our teenage dreams back, guys. You know, be as a little child to enter the kingdom of heaven. I'm happy. I'm excited. I'm passionate. I'm going to get my toy for Christmas. And, yes, it's raining men.
And the only thing that's come up with me on that is like, oh, dear, what do I do now? Because, you know, I've got my son here.
You stay in the moment. You stay in the moment,
yeah.
Susan.
Okay. Because
did you rent your room?
No. I'm like I said, I'm it didn't, people that didn't, that wanted to, had interest, didn't. So I put an ad out there, and so it's out there. And Eric, I'm, you know, moving him up to the attic. Slowly, but it's getting there.
Yeah, well, once Eric is actually in the attic, you will attract somebody for the room.
Yes.
So you're waiting to get somebody in the room to get Eric up to the attic. You got it's backwards.
The other way around.
Eric up to the attic. Yeah.
It's backwards. Yeah.
Yeah.
The other thing that comes up with me though is like, again, we're going back to judgment. I don't like that, but it's because of, you know, wanting a man in my life, and
it's because, Susan, you have judged yourself, and you were taught that way. And I'm speaking to all of us. We were taught that to do that with ourselves by society and by our parents. That's the way that we have been predators upon ourselves. So I put that very valuable link, which I hope you guys look at the links I put on the e-blast. Last e-blast, very valuable link about what to do in the beginning to love yourself. And it was, get up every day and don't criticize yourself ever. Stop every single amount of criticism you have for yourself to really embed yourself in self-love. And then the world goes, wow, look how great they love themselves and look how magnificent they think they are. Let's go play over there.
Yeah, well, I'm getting that. What I'm saying, though, is that, like, there's someone who wants to come over today, and it's bringing up, because Eric thing, that's what, you know.
It's bringing up,
I guess,
what?
Well, my son, because he's always right there in the living room, and it feels like a conflict.
Only because you're making it a conflict.
Yeah.
If you need him not to be there, tell him he needs to go out or he needs to go up to his room while you have a friend over, period. Or you
okay.
Need your friend away from the house, Susan.
What?
Or you meet your friend away from the house somewhere, in a park or, you know, a coffee shop or something like that. You know,
yeah.
That's just you getting in the way
of me
bringing in what you want. And that, you see how you're creating the struggle?
Yeah.
So that you can be victimized again like that? No. Create it the way you want it, honey, and move on. It's time for you to move into your joy. Thank you. And we're all flaming the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light around everything that we have talked about today. We are free. We are joyful creators. We accept ourselves as easy creators that we are. We want it. We need it. We deserve it. We attract it. We never have a problem with it. And we're able to do it because we freaking love ourselves. We're magnificent and we rock. And that's been the message of the entire show. Please let me know how and what you think about the website. If you have any problems, email me, help me out. Let me know if there are problems anywhere. Join us, please. And you just saw it on the show today, the urgency of self-love. Sign-ups are available now. This is the last week I'm taking sign-ups for the February special. I love you guys. Until we meet again, love yourselves. Love yourselves. Love yourselves more, because you know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.